Prague is at present home to a number of Easter markets, with none bigger or more colourful than the one in the historic heart of the city, Old Town Square. Alongside live music and folk decorations, visitors can enjoy the holiday atmosphere and purchase a number of traditional Czech Easter products. Ian Willoughby went to check it out.
Prague's Old Town Square is currently home to a large, colourfully decorated birch tree, a stage decked out in folk motifs, and dozens of stands offering refreshments and a range of products. The latter include the traditional pomlaska, a braided switch that men use to gently whip women on Easter Monday, and of course, pretty hand-painted eggs. At one stand, the young man selling eggs tells me his family have been in the seasonal business for a quarter of a century.
The eggs with holes are our most popular item. They're painted with wax or with Indian ink. The holes are made with a kind of dentist drill. That's the hardest part. We sell around 100 or 120 a day. Tourists often ask why we're selling eggs. Then we explain. They like the idea and they buy them.
Hanna Tietze is the spokeswoman for the company that organises the Easter market. She outlines what visitors can look forward to this year.
Apart from the wonderful atmosphere of spring and Easter, and of course real Bohemian and Moravian folklore, the market naturally has an entertainment program every day. That takes place not just on the stage, but also around the birch tree. It's an interactive program, so you can get involved directly. People in traditional folk costumes don't just sing and dance, they also teach visitors. Everyone can come and try it for themselves.
Old Town Square is, of course, thick with tourists pretty much all year long. So it's wholly unsurprising that a large percentage of visitors to the Easter market are from abroad.
Foreigners are enthusiastic, particularly regarding the decorations. They enjoy Czech food and, of course, they like the program of events. They're mainly here on holiday, so they really have a good time. They get involved in the interactive programs and take selfies in our photo tents, where there are typical Bohemian and Moravian folk costumes, so they enjoy it the most.
To get visitors' own perspective, I spoke to two women from the US and Australia and a couple from County Durham in England.
It's beautiful. It's great to see all the different decorations. Also enjoying all the lovely food and drink.
It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it before. Stunning. The architecture, the colours, the people. It's incredible.
Beautiful. It looks particularly nice today with it being such a sunny day. It's lovely. Yes, yeah, very colourful.
It's beautiful, it's so colourful, and it's got an absolutely lovely atmosphere. It's really lovely.
Please, is there anything similar where you guys come from?
No, I've never seen anything like this before, not Easter time.
No, we celebrate Easter, but not like this. It's absolutely beautiful.
Among the stalls on the market is one representing a Prague Institute for the Visually Impaired. When I'm there, it's manned by two nice old ladies, and one of them shows me their wares.
We sell products made by our clients. They include, for instance, wreaths made from old newspapers and decorative gingerbread pieces, and eggs, of course. We also have pomlaski. Tourists usually like them, but they don't buy them much as they're a bit big to carry in a suitcase. So mostly they take pictures of them, thank us, and leave again.
The Easter market has been a regular fixture on the Old Town Square for many years, but this year's edition is even more colourful than usual, according to organiser Hanna Tietze.
Letošní Velikonoce na Staroměstském a Václavském náměstí.
Compared to in previous years, the Old Town Square Easter Market and the one on Wenceslas Square are far more decorated than they were in the past. The reason is we want to bring them up to the same standard as our Christmas markets, which have been commended by many international media outlets. This year we've drawn on folk motifs from the entire country. The motifs of plants and animals are in the traditional colors of blue, yellow and red. I could name the South Moravian region and Strážnice as inspirations. We've also taken other elements from little houses in Moravian Slovakia, traditional ornament painting in Podluží and Kyjov folk costumes, really the whole country.
Ornamentů z Podluží nebo kyjovských krojů, takže je to opravdu z celé republiky.